This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Grindr, the popular gay dating app, is facing financial challenges and is under pressure to generate more revenue. Since its initial public offering in 2022, Grindr has experienced a decline in its stock price and has faced layoffs and a loss of its progressive culture. Now, the company plans to increase revenue by monetizing the app and introducing new in-app purchases. One of its strategies is the development of an AI chatbot that can engage in sexually explicit conversations with users. The bot may be trained on private chats with other users with their consent. Grindr's focus on monetization reflects the growing dissatisfaction among investors with dating apps, which were popular during the COVID-19 pandemic but have since experienced slowed growth and declining stock prices. On its earnings call for 2023, Grindr announced a target revenue growth of more than 23% for the following year. While this push for monetization may be promising for investors, it has raised concerns among some employees who worry about the impact on user trust and privacy. To understand the situation at Grindr, it's important to consider the larger dating app industry and the challenges faced by companies like Match Group, which owns popular apps like Tinder and OkCupid. Match Group's stock price declined when growth in the tech industry slowed, and it was sued by users who claimed the company prioritized corporate profits over helping users find meaningful relationships. Grindr, on the other hand, focuses on short-term connections and has a user base that may be less invested in finding a long-term partner. However, Grindr still needs to find new ways to encourage its users to pay for additional features. The company has recently partnered with OpenAI and is developing an AI boyfriend that can sex, flirt, and maintain an ongoing relationship with paid users. While this may unsettle some users who value the privacy of their messages, Grindr plans to ask for permission before using personal data to train its AI models. Building a good AI boyfriend has proven challenging, as the bot has at times exhibited racist opinions, which the company is working to address. In addition to these challenges, some employees have raised concerns about how the company calculates its number of paying users. There have been allegations that Grindr inflated these numbers, prompting a whistleblower complaint to the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Grindr has denied these allegations and conducted an investigation that found no merit to the claims. However, employees have pointed out that the company's method for defining paying users has been convoluted in the past, and there were perceived errors in counting the number of paying users in November. As Grindr faces pressure to monetize and meet investor expectations, it is considering putting previously free features behind a paywall. However, doing so may negatively impact the user experience. The app has also been plagued with stability issues in recent months, which further frustrate users. While Grindr's success has been attributed to its ability to offer on-demand access to nearby people interested in casual encounters, the increasing monetization efforts of dating apps are leading to user dissatisfaction. As more features are put behind a paywall, users may find themselves with fewer free users to chat with and a greater reliance on interacting with chatbots.